Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to the Responsibly Armed Citizen Show. My name is Tim Kelly. With me, I have Frank Horvath, and we're going to be talking about everything revolving the responsibly armed citizen. Frank, how's life, man?
Rocking and rolling. Life is good. Everything is fantastic. How about you, Tim? How's everything going?
All good here, man. Got a little bit of a cold running through the house, but we're getting through it just fine. So all good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I had all kinds of things going on over here.
No worries. Let's talk about some of the stuff that we have coming up. Specifically, what's kind of on my mind for us to talk about today is Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Valentine's Day is coming right around the corner, so a pretty good time to talk about significant others and
love
training.
Love is in the air.
Yeah. So... let's talk about how training works with you and your significant other.
Oh, it's a balance. Yeah. it's so much going on. So in my family, we've got little kids,
yeah.
Right? So little kids obviously take priority over, everything, right? They really dominate the life. And, so much so that, we started again. We have an infant at the house, mm-hmm. right? So everything revolves around the infant. So, my wife's ability to be able to go out to the range, we'll say, right? And to go practice and, through live fire and things like that have significantly diminished over the past year and a half. It'll get better, just not today.
Right.
But, that doesn't stop us from doing all the other things that you can do that's outside of, just the gun stuff, right?
Sure.
So, practicing, good skills, practicing awareness, especially when we go out to a store, right? Having a family plan, talking about that family plan, practicing, exercising that family plan. Not just, don't call us paranoid. It's not just, something to do with a firearm. It could be something as simple as a fire drill.
Right.
When's the last time you've done a fire drill at
exactly.
your house, right? There's all kinds of different things that you can do that help get your family involved and to help, show them, this world of, being a responsible armed citizen and welcoming and bringing them into the fold, we'll call it,
right.
of being a responsible armed citizen if they're not already,
right?
Fortunately for me, like-minded people tend to find each other. The crazy part about it, especially, for my family, my wife didn't grow up with this kind of stuff.
Right.
Didn't even think about it, and it wasn't even on her radar. It wasn't until, I really dove into it and really got involved, and I brought it up to her and said, hey, babe, what do you think about this? Oh, that's your thing. You do your thing. It wasn't until we had kids that
right.
360 degree change.
Yeah.
Baby one came out. She's like, all right, let's do this.
Like, yes, ma'am.
That's great, man. Yeah. And, speaking of having the baby, that kind of changes how you carry yourself out in public anyway, right?
Absolutely.
It changes how you prepare for just something as simple as going out to dinner.
Yep.
It changes a lot of things. Whereas before the baby come along, it's like, grab your coat, let's go eat, and that's pretty much it. And you have just a couple of check boxes that you need to make along the way. Do I have my gun? Do I have my keys? Do I have my pepper spray? Do I have,
do I got my stuff? Do I have me?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I got my spouse?
Let's exactly. go. And now it's like, well, do I have all of those things? Do I have that and the baby and the baby's things? And am I prepared for, some of the changes that may come my way? Now that a baby has been introduced to the whole thing,
yeah.
There's a lot that really changes. This was something as simple as having, an extra person with you.
Right.
Right.
And I think a lot of people don't think about that.
Right.
A lot of people don't think, especially I'm going to make fun of like the concealed carry crowd, right? A lot of people in North, I teach concealed carry, pretty regularly. A lot of the people that I communicate with as far as concealed carry or who are seeking concealed carry training.
Right.
Have this old trope, right? This old idea of, as soon as I get my concealed carry gun, I'm going to slap it on my hip and I'm going to carry it. Okay, cool. But you have little kids at the house.
I sure do.
Okay, well, what about, you're out in public? Well, I'm going to be the good Samaritan. I'm going to take down the bad guy with little kids.
Yeah.
right? So, I mean, it really, it complicates things, right? Yeah. You know, one of the things that, you know, I really try to reinforce and really try to hit home is, look, you know, what is your mission, right? Describe, you know, figure out what that is for you as an individual, and then do whatever you need to do within this, your ability to be able to complete your mission, right? So if it's go be the good guy, go be the good guy, but it's going to be at the detriment of, you know, potentially of your family. So all things to think about.
Really, what we're trying to get across to folks is things change when it's not just you,
right?
When you've got, doesn't matter if you just got your wife, doesn't matter if you've got wife and kids, whatever, things change when it's no longer just you going out to go get the milk and bread, going out to dinner or something like that. Things change. And, you know, it's not to say that, you know, husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend, they should train together, even though we'll talk about that in a second. That's a really cool thing. It's a great experience.
Yep.
It can be really, really healthy for the relationship. But it doesn't have to be that way. As you said, you know, your wife can't really do a whole lot right now. She's a little preoccupied with the baby and stuff. She doesn't have a whole lot of free time. So that's on you. That's on you to say, okay, well, I've got to fill these gaps. I've got to fill these gaps. And you have to identify those, what those are. Identifying what those gaps are so that when you do go out in public, you're already pre-gamed, prepared for, you know, these are the gaps that I need to fill.
And I've communicated those.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, you know, another piece that I've heard pretty regularly is, oh, yeah, I got a plan. I have this. I have that. Yeah, but it has your spouse bought into that plan, right?
Right.
Has that plan been clearly communicated? Have you, you know, practiced that plan? Has that plan been vetted in any way, shape, or form? You know, there's you know, a lot of complexities when it comes to, you know, as simple as going to a grocery store,
right?
Especially when you have like little kids or families or really anybody else that's involved. You know, actually, just this past, I guess it's been 2 or 3 weeks ago now, there was down in Charlotte, there was another robbery at Walmart, right? So family was stuck up at Walmart, right? And literally in the parking lot. They were accosting in a parking lot with armed assailants, you know, accosting them, right? Armed assailants going after them. And, you know, unfortunately, that's just the world that we live in.
Yeah.
So if you have a plan, right, and you have some way of practicing that plan, we'll say, in a controlled manner, or at least communicating that, going through, we'll say, a dry fire routine or some sort.
Sure.
Then you at least have some sort of, you know, grasp or some sort of scenario based, you know, idea of, you know, what potentially you could do or what your options are.
Right.
You know, there's a lot to say that. But again, the key in that is, you know, having that, you know, spouse involvement, or having that significant other, having that other person's involvement in, you know, that same idea, that same world, seeing things, maybe not necessarily completely buying in, but at least, you know, humoring, humoring you or humoring the person who's making these plans.
Well, I mean, you plan everything. Like if you're in a serious relationship with someone, you sit down, you talk about the investment of your time, the investment of your money and that type of thing. Yeah. You discuss these things and come to agreements and move forward. And this is just another one of those things where you should be sitting down and discussing, hey, if this happens, you know, how are we going to handle this? What are we prepared to do? What kind of skill sets have we got? What can we bring to the table to deal with this event?
Yep.
You know, when we get back from this next break, I want to talk about, you know, some of the benefits of training with your significant other.
Yeah, 100%.
And some of the drawbacks.
Yeah, let's do that. Welcome back to the Responsibly Armed Citizens Show, where we talk about all things responsibly armed citizens should know and should think about. We're currently talking about, you know, training with significant others. We got Valentine's Day coming up. We want to talk a little bit about, you know, you getting out and training with your significant other. What the benefits of that? What are the drawbacks to that? Right? Because, you know, there could be some drawbacks there. Right? You know, there's family dynamics, right? Yeah. Definitely play a role in that. So Tim, go ahead and carry on the conversation.
Well, that's interesting, man. I've been on both sides of the spectrum with this, right? having taught so many private sessions, you're just bound to run into the occasional couple who want to come out, the husband and wife, and they want to come out and train. And, you know, sometimes we find that that is a really, really healthy thing. They grow together. They go home. They dry fire together. They do all kinds. And it's healthy for their relationship.
It bonds really well.
And there are other times where it's like, yeah. So when you guys come back separately for different hours, because, you know, the husband's trying to tell the wife what to do, or the wife's trying to, you know, compete with the husband and embarrassing him, or, you know, there's something going on there that's just not working out really well for private sessions. So that's just my experience there. So, I mean, it really just depends on you. It depends on your relationship, and it's just one of those things. It's not the end of the world if you guys, you know, just can't train together.
Right.
You know, as long as you guys are out there training and learning and stuff like that, at least you can share a conversation when you get home.
Right.
You know, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of the training pairs, we'll call them, you know, that come in and train with us, work with us, you know, they'll show up with this, you know, call it a date night, whatever it is. Fantastic. Awesome. Right. Something the husband wants to do, you know, typically, right? Something a husband wants to do, drags wife along, wife, you know, falls in love with it because it's a lot of fun. And then very quickly, the wife's out shooting the husband. Husband gets, you know, butt hurt, and then we never see him again. But she is a reliable student, right? We see that far too often.
Yeah.
But even in classes, right? Concealed carry classes specifically. Now, we get a lot of husband-wife pairs, right? A lot of couple that seems to be a popular class, you know, because, again, it's a state-mandated checkbox, right?
Sure.
Trying two birds, one stone kind of thing. And purposefully in those classes, I do not, have the husband and wife shooting side by side.
Right.
You know, because, you know, in many cases, especially in those classes specifically, that is the first time, unfortunately, that, you know, one of the spouses is, or one, you know, one of the people is shooting a firearm, right?
Right.
It shouldn't be that. Yep. It's not the purpose of that class. Purpose of a class is teaching laws governing deadly force. We've talked about that ad nauseum, but, you know, it happens.
Right.
Right. And it's to help, you know, many things, you know, it's to help us focus on the, you know, the individual, not have to worry about the pair, helps keep talking down. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons behind that, but, you know, there are benefits. There are extreme benefits to training together.
Yeah.
There are some of those drawbacks.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, you know, moving on from that, you know, in the same scenario, you know, pink guns and handbags versus black guns and nunchucks, right?
Yeah, so, the attractants.
Yeah, the attractants. You know, it again, old trope is, right, the male knows everything there is to know, you know, about handguns, so he goes and he purchases the perfect pink revolver airweight, you know, for his spouse.
Right.
And it's not the correct gun. It's not what she needs.
Yeah.
You know, there's ego getting in the way there.
Yeah.
Now, I know what you need, and this is what you're going to get.
Yeah. But in the same vein, wives can go out and buy their, you know, Punisher Skull Glock or something like that as a gift to their husband. And that's also not a very good thing.
Right.
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 So, you know, there are attractants and there are things that can interfere, interfere with the process of training together. And a lot of times, I mean, the fun stuff is going out and spending your money, right? Out and spending your money on new tools and new guns, new tangible, like, stuff that I can take home and play with.
Yep.
Train together first.
Right.
I mean, that's really what it boils down to. My wife and I actually, we don't get to do this very often. We try to every chance we get because we don't know when the next opportunity is going to be. But if we can get around to it, we're going to try and train together. Mm-hmm. So Cecil Birch came down and we took his seminar, and there was no shooting involved. It was all ground fighting and that type of thing, and dealing with the clinch and all sorts of stuff like that. And that was a great experience for us. Mm-hmm. You know, both of us learned. Now, we weren't training partners the entire weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't grapple the entire time. We trained with other people and other students throughout the class, got to know other people and that sort of thing. But I tell you, as far as a relationship goes, that's really healthy in the sense that, you know, there's so much room for conversation after a 3-day, 2.5-day experience like that. You know, there's so many topics that can be brought up at a dinner table and stuff like, oh man, so I learned this from so-and-so, mm-hmm. and then, oh, remember what Cecil said about this or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a really, it can be a really healthy date night. It can be a really healthy, you know, experience for.
You know, and for me and my spouse, you know, the thing I really enjoy are those little light bulb moments, right? Yeah. So, you know, she'll go, she'll take a class, she'll sit on something. Again, doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, have to deal with firearms, but, you know, she something in the realm of self-defense. And she learns something, and then she comes home and go, I never thought about that, right? Or I never considered that, you know, X, Y, Z could happen, right? So it's those, you know, light bulb moments, those little things that when she, you know, comes home or, you know, we can talk about together, you know, that helps open up conversation. And, you know, often those conversations lead to other deeper thoughts, other things, right? You know, just getting away from the fact that you are spending time together and, you know, working, establishing, you know, that healthy relationship, you know, in the first place, right? So there's absolute benefits, absolute, you know, strengths to being able to, you know, work together in some aspects, be able to learn, you know,
and grow together.
There's a lot of really great things that come about doing that. The excuse me. The other piece again is, you know, circling back around to it, you know, a really, you know, learn as an individual and, you know, take that information, that knowledge that you learn, you know, before you make any like rash decisions.
Sure.
So, you know, going back to like the gun thing, you know, spouses buying firearms for each other, you know, if the spouse, you know, wants a specific firearm or something like that for them, it's cool. So be it. You know, if that's what they're, but just dictating like, this is what you're going to get. You know, we see a lot of problems with that.
Right.
You know, fitment, you know, the ability to be able to use the firearm in the first place, you know, there could be some physical things, there could be some mental things. I mean, there's a lot of things to consider there that, you know, many people, I would dare to say most people, don't consider.
Right.
And that potentially could be it could be a safety issue. You know,
sure.
I mean, that you know, first and foremost, you know, hey, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get you this. It's already loaded. Just stick it in your bag and go from there. But you look down in the bag and it's, you know, got eyeliner and makeup and all kinds of stuff, you know, floating around there. I made a mistake looking at my wife's purse once. And it is a black hole. There's all
everything's
kinds
in there.
Everything is in there. She's like pulling out full bags of like diaper wipes and stuff like that for the kids. And,
yeah.
You know, I just look over, hey, baby, got a snack? She's pulling out like a 4-course meal out of this bag. And I'm like,
let's talk about women's purses for a moment. Have you noticed when you first started dating, the purse went from, I don't carry a purse, to, I'll carry a little purse. And then as you get a little bit, like further on down the line, it becomes a purse. And then when you get a kid, it becomes a bag.
Yeah, it's a book bag.
It's a bag.
It's a 48-hour pack. Yeah. Like it's a rush pack.
My God. And you expect that she's going to dig her little 38 revolver out of that bag. Like there's no way. There's no way.
I joke, you know, so my daughter, she started, you know, really, you know, playing with makeup and stuff, you know, around the house, whatever, playing with makeup and bags and all this other kind of fun stuff. Well, we got a rule, you know, she can't, you know, go leave the home with, you know, looking like Dolly Parton or something like that.
Yeah.
And, she got one past me the other day. She has a book bag that she carries to church, right?
Yeah.
So it's got all of her stuff and whatnot in it. She stuck her makeup in her church bag, right? So we're at church and then, you know, we go and do our things, you know, we're in Sunday school, whatever it may be. And then come back and she's looking like little Miss Dolly Parton. She, you know, she looked like she put her makeup on with a trowel. I'm like,
Harper, what's going on here, sweetie? You know the rules. So yeah, that was fun. But anyway, absolutely snuck it past me. Again, those bags, there's so much stuff. Now, there are bags specifically made for firearms.
Yeah.
If you look hard enough on the internet, there is a picture of Tim and I rocking these purses at a range or at TACON a couple years ago.
No shame.
No shame. If you can find that, email that to us at rack@apachenc.com, R-A-C at apachenc.com, and I will get you a 10% off, 10% off the next class of your choice. We'll go from there. So see if you can find that, send that to us.
Yeah, man. That was a fun class. That was with Evie Kolskar. And I remember, man, like, God, I wish T could take this class. Now, she ended up getting to take a handbag class later on. But man, it's amazing the stuff that you discover in classes like that.
Oh, yeah.
And how difficult it is to do something can be perceived as so simple. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, carrying a gun in a handbag is not the easiest way to, I mean, there are so many considerations out there.
Just off body carry in general.
Yeah. That most people just don't even think about. And so it's something, again, it's perceived to be very simple, and then they just do it without knowing and considering those things. And man, the opportunity for failure there is just so high.
It is.
It's so high. High.
Well, and again, that just doesn't go along with handguns. Like anything, that goes along with any tool, right?
Right.
Even OC spray, pepper spray.
Yeah.
You know, if it's deployed in the wrong way, you know, towards the wrong person, then, you know, you potentially could be getting hurt, right?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, if you're not using a foam or if there's high winds. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that's involved in that. Same thing with blades. Man, the quickest way of getting hurt with a blade is, you know, bringing a knife to somebody that knows how to use it, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that now bringing a knife into the confrontation with somebody else that knows how to use it. You know, it's very easily, you could be hurt with your own tool.
Right.
You know? And if you're not learned up on that, if you're not doing some sort of training or have some sort of background, has sought that out, then you know, you're just setting yourself up for failure
for sure.
So, you know, those if minimally, you know, if you have those little training kits, you know, practice them, seek somebody else that can really help with that.
Yeah.
So we're talking about all things with the response to armed citizens. You know, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Rack Show. We talk about everything revolving the responsibly armed citizen. My name is Tim Kelly, and with me I have Frank Horvath, and we have been talking about Valentine's Day, and, well, not really Valentine's Day, but, you know, couples training together and stuff. So, getting back on track, let's talk a little bit about what happens if my significant other isn't interested in training.
You do you, boo boo.
Yeah, that's it. Write them off.
No, I think it's, you know, I think it is very important, you know, in a healthy relationship, you know, to communicate, right? So if you should go through and say, hey, this is important to me. This is why this is important to me. You know, and really go through and show real world examples of that help support that, right? One of the biggest takeaways that work really well in the concealed carry classes is, again, the focus of the class is laws governing deadly force. I mean, I've talked about that ad nauseum, you know, in you know, this segment and in previous episodes. But showing real world, okay, here are some examples. These are the worst case, right? This is, you know, the dark of the earth, you know, as far as just, you know, bad situations. But it happens. It's real world stuff. But showing, hey, look, you don't live in this absolute perfect, you know, crystal house. You know, there's things that happen around you that potentially could happen. And, you know, you need to understand that, you know, we need to have a plan in case something like this were to come up. Now, it may be as simple as just, you know, literally giving, you know, the assailant everything that they're asking for, right? Here, take this stuff, go away. But, you know, if it proceeds, if it turns out being something more, and you need to have some sort of idea, some sort of action, some sort of actionable plan. And the only way that you can achieve that is through training, through practice, through, you know, being exposed to, you know, these certain types of scenarios and really having some sort of idea or game plan or focus, you know, some sort of, you know, togetherness in this plan. And, you know, what better way than to bring your significant other, your spouse, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is in the fold and work on that together so that you have that communication, you have that plan laid out. and you can, you know, you're both on the same page, you kind of know what's going on. You know, if one person's focused on one thing, the other person's doing their job and they can focus on something else. You know, I mean, there's a lot of intricacies that if you don't actually, you know, communicate and practice and put in a process, you'll never do.
Right.
So,
you know, and this is another something that we've experienced, you know, pretty heavily within our private sessions and stuff is, you know, sometimes you get the wife, you get the girlfriend, or you get the husband or boyfriend that shows up to the range, and you ask them, you know, in casual conversation, they get to talking about their significant other, and they say, yeah, well, my insert who spouse or whatever, isn't interested. Mm-hmm. They don't want to have anything to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's great. I mean, but all of the things that you're learning here, are you taking any of that home to them? Yeah, but they don't care. They mm-hmm. don't care. That can be a really tricky thing, especially when you start to get educated in this subject of, you know, dealing with violence and that sort of thing, and you start to see your significant other kind of living in this state of naivete, you know, right. Like they don't want to see it. They don't want to believe that it's happening. They don't want to believe that it exists. And that can be a struggle. The one piece of advice I think that has been, that I've caught myself giving to people is just don't force it.
Right.
Like, don't force it down their throat. Don't say, you need this, you have to do this, or mm-hmm. something like that. It's never going to work.
Right.
It is absolutely never going to work. One of the things that I can say is, and this is something that we have strived to build at Apache, is a place where, you know, it doesn't matter male or female. This is a place that you can go be accepted for who you are. And it's just all around a great place to be, let mm-hmm. alone train. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, yes, the training is excellent, but it's just a great place to be. There's something special about what we have at Apache.
Right.
And I like to think that, you know, there are multiple opportunities where you could bring your significant other out, and it doesn't have to involve coming out and shooting.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, and they could be coming out to Apache games where they come out and you know, just watch on the sidelines
yep.
and get to see all the, you know, the behind the scenes, you know, stuff
yep.
and listen to all the camaraderie and the banter and stuff like that takes place. And that's just as entertaining as watching somebody shoot.
You know, or, you know, any number of the workshops, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of different, you know, workshops and classes and things like that that don't even involve shooting, right? It's just a, you know, a class on cleaning or whatever right. it is that, you know, you can really, you know, help get that other person involved. And it's, you know, it's a cheap, it's a, you know, a fun date, you know, it's, yeah. it's something where, you know, if you have your significant other, your spouse, whatever, so they come and do your, we'll call it a hobby, right, yeah. with you, maybe you go do a hobby with them, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of reciprocal. But who knows? Maybe they'll find something that they really like. You know, the other thing that another tool that I've used, you know, a piece of advice that I, again, not forcing it on anybody, but sharing things with you know, communicating more, you know, right? Right. Sharing things with the significant other, not to scare them, not to shock sure. them, but to show, like, try to show real world stuff. Hey, man, wow, this, you know, this just happened in this particular place, or this just happened right down the road from here. Here, check out this news article, you right. know, and it's one of the things where sometimes they need that little bit of a jolt to go, oh, wow, that's in our backyard. Wow. Right. That literally just happened, like, down the street.
Right.
You know, and it's an awakening to just go, okay, well, maybe things aren't as perfect,
yeah.
you know, in our home, you know, or whatever, in our neighborhood, in our community than we thought it was.
Yeah.
You know, going back to Apache, you know, the, you know, better educating well-armed society, well-armed community, you know, being able to reach out to others, you know, we'll say, you know, across political aisles, across, you know, personal differences, social, economical differences, you know, it's really cool. You know, our common goal, our common focus is be responsibly armed citizens.
Right.
All the other stuff doesn't matter.
Right.
It really genuinely does not matter.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep politics out of it, keep, you know, personal opinion out of it, whatever it is. You know, if your goal is to, you know, come and train for, you know, whatever reason to be a better responsible armed citizen, come on,
because yes.
you're among family.
You know, absolutely.
Let's do this.
And you're talking about an organization that just strives for diversity. Right. Like we are all different,
right,
in some way, shape, or form. You know, we are all different, and we, you know, we strive for that. You right. know, because it's healthy for any organization to have its differences, because you're constantly learning and growing, and becoming a better part of society. Honestly,
right.
You know, there needs to be more open-minded folk and more. More folks who are tolerant, I should say, of other people's decisions, other people's beliefs, and that type of thing.
Right.
You know, and at this place, you can do that.
Right.
You know, you can most definitely do that. And you were talking about the, I think you were referring to the pistol maintenance class that we had back in January. And that was a great class. We had a whole bunch of people, and we did have somebody that came in, and their significant other brought them in. And I even asked her, I said, "Why are you here?" And she's like, "I'm here because, you know, she wanted me to be here. She just drugged me along."
Right.
So I'm like, "All right, you know what?" By the end of that class, she had a ton of fun. She had a ton of fun. Now, is she going to come back and take a whole bunch of self-defense training? I don't know. I have no idea. But at the end of that evening, she could disassemble a whole bunch of handguns that she knew nothing about,
yep,
and put them back together and explain to me how you would clean them and what you would,
right,
use. She could do all of that, even though she really didn't even care.
Right.
Like, she didn't care to begin with. But they had fun together, you know?
Yeah, and here's the cool part about that. Like, so now she has a skill set, right? And we'll say that, you know, the spouse had a bunch of different handguns,
right?
Now she has a skill set where they can sit down at night, or, you know, in the evening or during the day or whatever, and have their own little stay-at-home date night cleaning,
yeah,
stuff, and they both are competent in being able to do such.
Yeah.
Right? So they're able to learn a skill. They're able to go through and now take that new learned skill and apply it back to, you know, their personal home relationship, and they can continue to grow and build. I mean, that's
right,
the kind of stuff so cool.
Yeah, man, you know, absolutely.
That's kind of stuff that I really enjoyed doing with, you know, with my spouse. You know, speaking of which, you know, if the end of the month, right, February 23rd, we got a shotgun maintenance class that's,
yeah,
coming out.
Again, Zach's going to be teaching that
Zach's teaching that. So grab your spouse, come out, bring your scatter guns, bring your shotguns, and learn how to, all the different parts, and learn how to clean it and put it back together and disassemble and all that fun stuff.
I promise you will have fun in that class.
That is going to be a riot.
It is, yeah, such a great time.
Yeah, I'm going to be there for that, and it's going to be a good time. So, moving on from that, so we're talking about, you know, how can I introduce them to the lifestyle? What are the different things that I can do, you know, moving forward? You know, just again, just communicate
right,
effectively, you know, go through and say, hey, these are some areas of concern. These are some things I'm thinking about. These are things that are heavy on my heart, whatever it is. And just be open with that.
Yeah.
You know, the hardest thing that you can do, or the worst thing that you could do, is just completely shut down and almost be like, oh, you're a non-believer. You know, you don't know, you know, what you don't know, or, you know, whatever it may be. And so you kind of hold them off in a box and say, okay, well, they're going to do their thing, I'm going to do my thing. Well, now you have a failure in communication. You have that breakdown,
right,
in that family unit that potentially could cause some other issues.
Right. You know, another, I guess, I don't want to say, just another really cool way of introducing some of this stuff to your significant other. And I say this from a male perspective, so forgive me, ladies, if you're trying to get your husband involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a whole lot for you there, but I may have a couple. Just off of the top of my head, though, guys, if you're trying to get your ladies involved in this, there's a ton of different opportunities online. Go to the Filster Concealment Workshop, and you can meet John and Sarah. They are a really cool couple in general, but they have some stuff on that. I know Tessa, who works for Filster, she had her own channels. Now she's solely works with Filster, but she talked in a couple of episodes specifically about getting involved into training and how her husband started off doing it. And then she just kind of fell into place, just, mm-hmm, just from watching him get involved. And she's like, hey, you know what? I do a lot of jogging at night. I should probably know, yep, how to defend myself. And so she's kind of documented her journey on it. There's some other ones out there. I think it's called like the She Shield podcast or something along mm-hmm. those lines. There's a ton of just excellent ones. Another one, I don't follow John Lovell very heavily, but I love a lot of his YouTube content from Warrior Poet Society. Him and his wife share a lot of episodes together and talking about raising a family around guns and that type of thing. And there's just a lot of really good stuff there that might, you know, hey, sit down and with your significant other and watch some of these videos, and maybe that can be something to help kind of drive you to get into the training world.
Yep.
You know? So let's finish this conversation. When we get back from the next break, we'll be talking about our comp C of the month.
Ooh, comp C of the month. Let's see what we do. And welcome back. Welcome back to the Responsibly Armed Citizen Show. We have been talking about all things related to Valentine's Day and a responsible armed citizen, getting your significant other, your couple involved, and really go and do things, all different aspects of training together, how to get your spouse, your significant other involved, whatever it may be. So let's move on to the our compsy of the month. Right, we do this with every show. This start off as an in-house tool with our cadre to really grow and to let us expand further on the knowledge and kind of ideas around specific topics, and so we can kind of bat it back and forth with each other and say, hey, this is my thoughts on this particular topic, and let me hear your thoughts on the particular topic, and you battle it out or agree or whatever it may be. So it's been a fantastic tool at Apache, fantastic way of being able to, share knowledge and to grow. So we figured, hey, why don't we share it with everybody else? So as always, just a reminder, if you have particular thoughts about what we're talking about, you can reach out to us directly at rac@apachenc.com. So that's rac@apachenc.com. Send us your ideas. Send us a video. Send us a chat. We'd love to talk with you and kind of get an idea of what you're thinking about and kind of, where you stand on these topics. So without further ado, Tim, what is this month's Comp C of the Month?
Comp C of the Month for this month is describe the benefits of dry fire. In the last episode, we talked very, very, very extensively about dry fire and all the ins and outs of it. And we talked about some of the benefits. We talked about some of the drawbacks and that type of thing. For this one, let's talk a little bit about couples and dry fire.
I love
this. We kind of blend this together. As we talked about, training in general can be just great for the relationship in general. If you can convince your significant other to go with you just to take a 2-hour workshop on taking apart guns and stuff, right? Just something as simple as that, it can be healthy for the relationship. Hey, it doesn't even have to involve guns, man. Go take her to a jiu-jitsu class or something. Mm-hmm. Go take her to a medical class. Go take her to something that's going to help make you a better and more responsibly armed citizen, to be more prepared and that sort of thing. So it kind of knocks out two birds with one stone.
Yep.
I think it can be very, very healthy for the relationship if you can work together, especially in the dry fire element. So,
right.
Frank, first of all, if folks didn't listen to our last episode, which you should have, what's dry fire?
So dry fire is the practice, right, of taking a firearm, taking a tool, and going through it with when it's completely safe, right, completely inert, and working through fundamental skills, piece by piece, kind of chunking those together. So for example, if you're working on, your presentation, right? So you're piecing that together and you're making sure that your presentation is nice and slow, nice and smooth, nice and slow. It's consistent, we'll say, without any, without any live ammunition, with you or about your person. Same thing with, all the other fundamental skills, side alignment, side picture, breathing, pressing the trigger, things of that nature. Now, what I really enjoy about dry fire, especially with a spouse, is, you know, similar to what we had talked about in the last episode, you have a second set of eyeballs that is on you, that's helping critique, that's saying, hey, you did that a little bit differently. Why? Or, all right, that looks good, or whatever it may be. They can give you immediate, instant feedback right then and there. And then the other piece of that is it's a way that you can help coach and guide you know, each other through, you know, different aspects of dry fire. Hey, you know, I'm thinking about carrying my gun in this particular way. It may feel awkward doing that in front of a trainer for whatever the reason, right? Environment restrictions or something like that. So you may be more comfortable showing your spouse or your significant other that, sure, right? Let me think, you know, show me this. What do you think about this? Do you think this works? Right. You know, that could very well be an acceptable way of working on that together.
Right.
Now, you know, be careful with that. Right, especially if you haven't taken a class or haven't trained or haven't gotten some specific instruction on that, you know, you don't want to practice bad habits. You don't want to practice, you know, bad behavior, poor etiquette, we'll call it.
Sure.
But as far as, you know, working together, you know, in my house, we go as far as even gamifying a little bit.
Right.
Right. So, all right, let me see that. Okay, cool. That looks great. Let me see if I can get 10 more of that. All right, cool. I'm going to take this empty, you know, piece of brass. I'm going to stick this on your front sight post. Let's see if you can keep it off, you know, on your front sight post as you press the trigger. You know, so that, you know, you can see if the, you know, there's any kind of sight wobble or anything like that.
Right.
So, you know, with a partner, that is significantly easier to administer. That's significantly easier to go through and work through. But you still need to have proper etiquette, all right?
Right.
You can't let those little things like, you know, where your firearm is actually being pointed, making sure you're not negligently muzzling anybody. Even though the firearm is technically unloaded, right, you still need to abide by those fundamental firearm safety rules.
Right, right. Absolutely. You know, dry fire itself, I mean, it doesn't, when we use that term, it doesn't just mean guns, using guns, right? The purpose of dry fire is to be able to practice without having to, you know, expend rounds or really be doing this in full speed, right? You should be able to break down certain things and hyper focus on small segments of the process.
Right.
Right. So even if you're not talking about dry firing with guns, let's say your significant other is just not, they haven't reached that point where they're interested in firearms. A while back when we had Cecil come here to teach his ground fighting class, there was myself and my wife, but there was another couple in the class, and this is a real first introduction to training in general. Mm-hmm. And you know, Cecil gave a lot of great techniques that can be worked at home without having to have mats, without mm-hmm. having to be, you know, dressed up in a gi or, you know, have certain clothing on or anything like that. You can work through some of these exercises alone in your, or not alone in your house, well, some of them alone, but with your significant other, yeah, with your couple, as a couple, and inside your house, in your living room. Like, yeah, you don't have to be throwing each other around and breaking lamps, but, you know.
Right. So, unless you want to. ShivWorks has actually, I think it's on Word Poet Network. We were just talking about John Lovell. ShivWorks has a whole thing of, you know, doing certain skills and doing partner drills and stuff like that.
Right.
You can take something as simple as just, you know, like a roll-up towel, right? Go forehead to forehead against somebody.
Oh, the mountain goat drill. Yeah. Oh, I'm not doing that with my wife.
And then practice things. Yeah. Well, I practiced with Trey. It got physical.
It got really physical.
Anyway, so, you know, practice things. But again, you have a partner. You're able to work through things. You're able to go through things and practice and work off of each other and you know, try different things. It works really well. But just like you said, Tim, it doesn't always have to be, you know, focused on, you know, a particular, you know, with a firearm or something like that. The med class. Coming up here in a couple of weeks, John Willis's our gun sets real world trauma class. That's February 24th, I believe. Yep. That's coming up. My spouse is going to be in that class. It is a fantastic class. I've taken it. I love it. I've seen literally the gambit of people from, you know, as young young as 18, as old as 80 something. I mean, just like way on up there. I'm talking, you know, grandma with you know, the crochet kit and all in her lap. Loved the class.
Yep.
Absolutely rocked it. It's just a wealth of information. And the other really, really cool thing about it is it's a great way of saying, hey, like, this is real world trauma. Like, yeah. What's more likely going to happen? Are you more likely to get shot, or are you more likely to come up against a car accident?
Yeah, I guess it depends on where you live. But
yeah. Yeah, not yeah. Compton, but.
You know, and actually, if you look, and we're just talking about John's class, when you look at some of the reviews that he has on that class, because he's taught this class a number of times, has been very successful. There's a lot of folks talking about, my husband dragged me to this class, and I thought it was just going to be 8 hours of, like, God, I wish I wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one of those wives, and I know exactly her personality. Mm-hmm. And at her review was just like, I'm blown away. I'm absolutely blown away. And it inspired her. It yeah. educated her. It helped her through a lot of this. So, I mean, speaking of bringing your couples to training, get them in this class. To go absolutely. Take this class together.
Yeah, I had a similar story. Again, not my partner, but I had another friend who had took this class, older guy. And he says, look, Frank, I was just doing this to support you. I was free. I had no yeah. interest in this in any way, shape, or form. Now the dude carries a tourniquet with him.
Yep.
Everywhere, right? Yeah. Every time I see him, he literally pulls this thing out of his pocket and goes, hey, Frank, how are you? Yeah. It's like he waves it. It's like an inside thing now. But it was because of that class. You know, I said, hey, man, you should come take this class. You know, it's got a lot of really good information. I think it's things that, you know, we should know, you know, at church, you know, specifically for that particular group. And then, again, he was just saying, hey, I'm just coming to support you and then, you know, this group, and walked away with a skill set now that he can have for the rest of his life if he practices and, you know, applies it properly. Right. That, you know, God forbid if an incident happened, right, he got into a situation where he needed it, you know, fell and hurt himself, you know, had some sort of, you know, trauma, he knows how to handle that situation, yeah. right? And he has actually practiced with eyes and another instructor who has witnessed him, you know, coached him on how to work on these things and how to right. do specific skills. So, again, fantastic class. But training with your spouse, training with your significant other, it is absolutely worth it. And I think that's a fantastic class to do it in.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, in any class you can get yourself into and you that provides you with some take-home stuff of, like, hey, go home and practice this. It doesn't matter, as I said before, it doesn't matter if you're talking about gun stuff, if you're talking about medical stuff, if you're talking about jiu-jitsu stuff, wrestling, boxing, whatever it might right. be. Get yourself involved in a class that's going to send you home with, you know, it doesn't have to be a whole bunch of stuff, just a couple of things that you guys can work on together
yep.
in dry fire. And man, it's just, there's so much to being able to train with a partner mm-hmm. in general. That accountability thing of, hey man, we haven't practiced this. We went and yep. spent some good money on this class, and we haven't practiced this in a while.
Yep.
Let's go practice. You know, that accountability thing is there. The person that can sit there and critique you and that sort of thing, having somebody like that there, that's just a great asset, a yep. tremendous asset.
Yep.
Well, man, I really enjoyed this show. You got any final thoughts?
No, man. Get out there and train. Seek out some training, and you know, communicate with your spouse. Have a great, great Valentine's Day.
You're welcome for the reminder.
Yeah, you guys are welcome. We'll see you guys next week.